Welcome, welcome. I'm Ross Bolin, and I'm here with my co-host Dylan Sugar.
What up, Billy?
And the unemployed Dan Register still here.
We can't keep him away from the office.
No, I'm Costanza in the whole thing.
I think he's living here, but I'm not positive.
There's nowhere else to go. Shit.
I can't confirm or deny that.
Do we take his key away? We're supposed to.
I do love this concept. Dan just said he's Costanzing the whole thing. You've seen the episode of Seinfeld where George quits his job.
I have, but I'm worried about our listeners.
Yeah, okay, well, that's why I'm explaining.
Yeah.
I know you've seen it.
Okay.
Costanza continues to... He quit. What? Dan, you tell me what happens.
He just quits his job and then he continues to show up.
That is false.
Okay, Dylan, you tell us what happens.
If he keeps showing up to work, okay, they try to fire him, but he's like, nah. As long as they keep showing up to work, then they have to pay him per some contract that he's in. So they, like, lock him out of his office. They take away all his, like, his bathroom and all that shit, his bathroom privileges. He just keeps showing up because he knows if he does, he gets paid. But finally, something happened. And
I thought he quit.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm still expecting a check in the mail.
We can't promise that's going to happen.
No.
I'm not in finance. I don't sign the checks. Anyway, what is this, the intro?
I think so.
Fuck. Well, we're at Grand X Media headquarters in Austin, Texas, for another episode of Backdoor Cover. That's what you're listening to. That's the podcast, where every week we talk college football and sports betting and sex-related things.
Huge show, by
the way. Is it too soon to tease our guest? Because it's a big one.
No, it's not
the biggest guest.
I think we should talk about it right now.
Yeah, let's talk about it, Bill.
The guest we have this week is legendary WWE Hall of Fame broadcaster Jim Ross.
You know Jim Ross.
If you don't know Jim Ross, you can just fuck right off.
Jim Ross's voice is a reoccurring thing on the internet whenever there's a big hit.
It is an internet joke?
It's a meme, basically. People will set...
Audio meme?
Will set one of his famous calls to a current video. It's from of course, it originated WWE.
You know what? Let's just cue one up right now. Let's get a Jim Ross soundbite. Boom. There it is.
That's the man. That's Jim Ross.
Now you know.
He's also, I think, like, in my opinion, the voice of God. Like, when I picture God, I just think of Jim Ross's voice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dan, getting religious. There's two things we don't talk about on this show. One of them is politics, and the other one is religion. It's just like the dinner table. Dan just violated that rule.
Yeah, calm down, Dan.
Before we get into week 9, a word from our sponsor. You want to look good while tailgating this weekend, so check out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. From great-looking game day apparel to Yeti gear and coolers, Patagonia, Travis Matthew, Cole Haan, Mizzen and Main, and Costa, manoutfitters.com has you covered. Get 10% off your first order with the code CFB at checkout. That's just for our listeners. The code is CFB, as in college football, and it expires on Halloween, which is rapidly approaching. So get in there and upgrade your wardrobe. Dan, I will say this. I'm very happy that you're here and that you're continuing to do this podcast with us with absolutely zero financial reimbursement.
Correct.
I think we're going to try to pay you in Man Outfitters gift cards.
I mean, I wouldn't complain.
It's the least we could do. Yeah.
It is the least we could do.
I know he's going to spend it on a Mizzen Man.
It's all going to be Mizzen Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about this week, Danny?
I mean, they have some dope sweater Henleys coming out.
No, not clothing wise.
Yeah, look at Dan still plugging our shit, even though he's not working for us.
Trying to get him to talk about other stuff. He's still God, just a consummate still professional.
Dan is just all heart.
He is.
And balls.
Well, besides, I mean, I think the whole Vegas thing, the whole shtick is over, so I don't think anybody really wants to hear about
it. But it wasn't
a shtick.
I don't
think it's a shtick. You actually went to Vegas.
No, I did
and you
go to
actually
Vegas.
Lost.
I'm actually.
You lost real U.S. currency.
This is true.
That's not a shtick. It's reality. Sad reality.
That this is real life. But, I kind of get lost, too, in what's content, what's not content, what's real life. It kind of just blurs all
Are
together.
You looking for work? Or are you just kind of, like, just chilling?
Well, I haven't really had an opportunity because I went to Vegas. I went to Oklahoma, went to Vegas.
It's fucking Thursday.
Yeah. No, but then yesterday I had a colonoscopy. That was awesome. So if you thought Vegas did some work on my asshole.
Dear Lord. Okay,
so Tuesday I had to clear out, and then
I have a question because this is something that I, you know, up until last couple years, I didn't know exactly what a colonoscopy was.
Bill, it's where they shove a camera up your
ass. Yeah, they do a little tiny camera up your butthole and just check things out.
And I want to be clear
about
something.
I'll get confused with a colonic.
It goes way up.
Oh, it goes up.
Oh,
your
it's like right up in that stomach.
You know that? You know that term like up in her guts, like for
this
sex.
This is up in your
guts. This is like technically
this
like
doctor,
up in his guts.
Doctor, shouts to Dr. Kumar. He was all up in my guts yesterday.
Your doctor's name is
obviously
Kumar.
The camera is real bendy. You know, it's like a
yeah, no,
like
I know,
like a crazy straw.
Yeah, like a crazy straw.
I should have brought pictures. I have pictures.
Oh, no. Yeah. No.
I don't want to see inside your bowl.
You don't
want
to see inside.
We're going to tweet out the video footage of Dan's colonoscopy. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor
Cover.
You
know what a colonic is,
right? And that's
the
sound of everybody clicking out.
Yeah. But football-related things.
Football-related. I haven't really been paying attention, if I'm going to be perfectly honest.
I don't blame you, man.
Been out of the content game for about
But you
officially.
Dan, you haven't. You just sleeps. Like saying that. You haven't left the content game.
No,
you're,
I haven't.
You're still
you
a content
You're delivering
guy.
Content as we speak,
because I can't quit the content game. You just don't quit.
And
but
like you
really
said, the
attention.
Lines are blurred.
Yeah, I haven't really paid attention to college football.
Life is content, Dan.
This is true. All I know is, I mean, there's not that many good games this week. I think there's A&M, Alabama. Ohio State is playing Penn State at Penn State with a whiteout.
NC State, Louisville.
Could be something. I don't know. Yeah,
there's
NC
a few. There's a few good ones. There's enough good ones for me to be like excited about Saturday.
Yeah, where you just
it's not like one of those weeks where I'm like, Jesus, there's literally not a single game I want to watch.
It's not one of those weeks where it's college game day and they go to like North Dakota State because there's no really good games.
Yeah,
so they go to like a D1 or FCS team.
Those weeks are trash.
Yeah, but what are you saying, Micah?
We should probably talk to Tim.
Let's throw it to Tim then.
Tim can wait. I mean, we're doing our thing here.
Yeah, Tim, you're going to have to hold. So let's talk more about Wolverines. No, okay, I'm just kidding.
I got a steroid shot in my butt yesterday. She said, you get to choose which cheek it goes in. I chose the left cheek.
I think you have to go left.
For allergies. This is not anabolic, okay? This is for allergies.
Right. But I think the left's the right choice.
Yeah, I was like, whatever, I'll show him our left cheek. Because
you're right-handed, right?
Since this is the health update segment, I'm perfectly healthy
That's
for our listeners.
Simply not true.
You look like shit, though.
Yeah, you look awful.
You look like absolute hell. Like shit run over twice.
Okay. Fuck, let's go talk to
Tim. Let's talk to Tim. Hey, Timmy.
All right, we're back with Tim Livingston from theleadsports.com. Timmy, how are you?
Ross, thanks for having me.
Hey, Tim.
What's up, D?
Not a lot, man.
What do you want to talk about today?
I mean, college football, there's just so much going on this weekend.
It's fun to talk about college football.
Like what? What is going on?
Alabama, Texas A&M, and then I think Western Michigan is attempting to preserve its undefeated record against some random Midwest team.
They are indeed.
That A&M Bama line is huge for a – it's
huge.
In College Station, right? And they're what, ranked 6th?
Huge. Yeah, but Bama's just rolling over everybody. The game's at Bama, right?
Oh, I thought it was in College Station.
No, I think it's
it's Bama.
No,
okay, that makes more sense then.
It's
in Tuscaloosa.
Still
Tuscaloosa.
Big.
In the line right now is what, minus 19?
Yeah, that's big.
19. In the loose, but yeah, and it's like I'm not going to touch that, but if I were betting, I mean, Alabama's rolled over everybody else. I don't see how – I mean, A&M's good. Alabama's elite. Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State are just – a cut above the rest, and Alabama was a cut above the Big Ten team. So,
you brought up a very important game in Michigan history, which is Western Michigan versus Eastern Michigan.
Yeah, Eastern Michigan trying to make a bowl game for the first time since like 1900 or something.
5-2, one away.
Hey, producer Micah, you know it'd be cool if on this run sheet when you listed the lines, if you put like at Bama. So we would know. Just saying.
Why don't you just do your homework, bro?
No, I don't. That's what producer Mike is here for. That's why we pay him the big bucks.
What else? All these games are trash. Just a bunch of trash.
Wait, you're not excited for the UNC Virginia game? It's huge.
So what happened, Dan? You would know this. What happened with the UVA player alleging hazing or some shit for Virginia that came out this week?
I would know that. I don't know. I've kind of been out of the content game for the last week or so.
You still have internet access, Dan.
You would think. I think they shut that off, though, after I stopped paying my bill.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you gamble away the money for your cable bill,
you gotta cut things that you don't necessarily need.
But yeah, no. A UVA football player filed a federal complaint alleging hazing, which is not ideal for Virginia.
The Washington Post story, the lead says the University of Virginia football players staged a gladiator-style fight between a pair of incoming freshmen.
That sounds incredibly awesome.
That's just good old-fashioned locker room fun. What's wrong with that?
This guy's just a PC pussy. You know what I'm saying? This is what's wrong with the world today. Aiden Howard, you pussy.
That's how you build locker room camaraderie right there.
You gladiator-style fight.
It's basic.
You make bets.
That's how men are made.
Yeah.
What has become of us if we can't even gladiator-style fight?
Yeah, I'd much rather gladiator-style fight.
Does that mean?
Like fucking duct tape to a goalpost. That doesn't build anything.
Like, dude, gladiator-style fight over elephant walk every day of the week.
Does that mean 100%. To the death? They fight to the death? Does somebody die?
Yeah, dude, gladiator-style means one man, two men enter the ring, one man exits.
There's one winner and one dead person.
Yes. Yeah. Someone's getting buried.
I love it. We need more of that.
Yeah, wouldn't you rather have a chance to defend yourself than just, like, grab another man's penis and walk around in a
Absolutely.
Big circle?
Absolutely.
Nobody wants that.
I'm trying to either die
or not grab penises.
Grab dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game.
I'm looking at this dude, though, a picture of him. He's soft. I can see it in his eyes. He was raised wrong.
Wait, that guy?
No, not that guy.
Oh.
I don't know who the fuck that guy is.
Some random pictures of somebody.
Michael's just
screen.
Pulling up pictures of random middle-aged black men for some reason.
Classic. Mike always does that.
Fucking nothing to do with anything.
Oh, so this is Bronco Mendenhall is the coach of Virginia this year, first year, right? So this is under his reign, or was this beforehand?
Before.
By the way, that's a Hall of Fame name. Bronco
Mendenhall.
That
is a hell of a
such
name.
A good football name.
Oh, shit. It was this year.
Oh, it was this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow, no.
Was it?
Okay.
Was it this year?
And it was witnessed by 105 individuals.
It's a very specific
See,
number.
This is the kind of culture he brought from BYU. I feel like in Utah, this is just like, nobody blinks at this.
No, they can't get away with that shit in Utah.
It's tough to go to court and be like, nah, that didn't happen, when they have 105 people lined up to be like, yeah, I saw that. It was tight.
I think Utah is a little bit lawless when it comes to anything that's not alcohol or sex related.
We're talking BYU though, Dan.
Yeah. So as long as it has nothing to do with sex or alcohol, everything's fair game.
Why are we talking about BYU?
That's where Bronco Mendenhall
coached last year.
What a name.
Yeah, that's classic.
What else, Timmy? You got anything else cool?
Not really. I'm happy we got into the UVA thing, Ross. You had some very solid and acute analysis that
I appreciate.
I think,
any potential upsets you see? Maybe Ohio State, Penn State?
I think Texas might upset Kansas State.
Maybe a whiteout at Penn State?
What's that line?
Three.
Well, that would be a huge upset. That's basically a pick'em, Bill. Get out of my face with that shit.
That's not a fucking pick'em.
Get out of my fucking face with that shit.
Oh, God.
Whatever. Texas needs to win, but.
What about West Virginia TCU?
I haven't watched any of those teams play. It's like they're not.
Well, TCU sucks.
None of them are that good.
There's no reason to watch them.
There's your status of 2016 TCU. They suck ass.
They do. They're
fucking terrible.
Dana Holgerson's got an undefeated squad though. Who do you like in that game, Dan?
For what squad? Oh, West Virginia TCU.
Yeah.
The line's only 6. That kind of worries me. But I think it's at West Virginia.
WVU is going to cover.
Yeah, they'll probably cover.
Gary is going to get fired.
He's not going anywhere. Chill out.
Gary's fired. Gary, you're fired.
That's the wrong
thing. Gary is probably not going to be fired.
So, Tim, what do you think about the Big 12 expansion? No more.
I don't get it. Do you guys get it?
I think I understand. What? I think Texas put the kibosh on it, right? To get Herman?
Does anybody... No one cares about this or the Big 12.
There's some people who care.
No, there's people that care. Like... The whole AAC is now breathing a little lighter because none of their teams are getting poached.
Here's why I care on a more grandiose level is super conferences should happen and would be a good thing because super conferences could eventually just edge out the NCAA, the most superfluous entity in the entire world. And the NCAA is an evil, evil, evil entity.
They can call their own shots.
Yeah, if there's four super conferences with the 60 best teams in college sports, then the NCAA just gradually, they would have the power to be like, hey, you know what? You're making billions of dollars off these kids and not protecting anybody and not doing anything good societally or otherwise, and get the fuck out of here. That's the only reason why super conferences are somewhat important, and why I was a little bit disappointed. But, you know, I think if I were a college football player, I would, you know, stage a massive boycott. I just don't see that happening.
I'm all for super conferences based on how tight super conference sounds. I just want to put my position out there.
Do you like that theory, though, Tim, that Texas put the kibosh on it just so Tom Herman can not get that bonus from Houston and come to Texas?
I think that is exactly what happened.
I'm also all for the word kibosh.
I've always pronounced it kibosh.
Really?
Kibosh, yeah.
Interesting. I've always been a kibosh guy.
I'm all for chaos and disappointment and upset people. So, you know, whatever creates that kind of environment. So
mass unhappiness.
Yeah, I like as many people to be unhappy as possible.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Well, Timmy, thanks for joining us. As always, we appreciate it.
All right, thanks, boys. Next week should be a little bit more action-packed.
I hope so.
Kibosh.
Check out theleadsports.com. Subscribe to their newsletter. They've got a hot new website. Read stuff on it.
Oh, so hot.
It's sexy.
Yeah, our newsletter is fucking awesome. Everybody listening should sign up. It's free.
It's sex is what it is.
It's free information. It's free information.
Sex.
It's sex in the form of an email.
Yes.
Basically.
Sex on Molly.
And it doesn't cost you anything.
Who refuses free sex on Molly in the form of an email?
That's free.
No man that I
want to know. Nobody I want to know.
Exactly.
Hi, Tim. All
right, boys. Peace, enjoy your afternoon.
All right, we love you.
See you, Tim.
Switches.
Love you.
Hi, this is Dave from Touching Base. You know what I love? I love college football, and apparently you do too. Oh, hey, look, there's Will DeFreeze. What's up, Will?
What's up, Dave?
What do you think about college football?
I love college football.
I like it, too.
That's Dylan. Dylan obviously likes it because he's hosting this podcast that you're listening to. But you know what else he does? He does Touching Base with us.
I do. I do Touching Base, and I love Touching Base.
I love to do the Touching Base.
I love Touching Base with my friends Will and Dave.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's a lot of fun. You should check us out. Listen to it. It's the guys from PGP plus Dylan.
Yeah.
And we talk about everything. Golf, love life, parties, rock and roll, rap. Nothing's off limits.
Yeah, it's like when you're thinking about how you like college football, and then you're like, what other hobbies do I have? And you're like, closing deals. Where can I listen to a podcast where deals are closed?
It's like sex in the form of a podcast.
Yes.
It's true. Many people are saying that.
People say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's trending on Twitter. So listen to us. It's called Touching Base. Again, let us touch your base.
You can find it on iTunes and SoundCloud, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's on both of those.
Cool. Subscribe. Listen. Party. Enjoy. Touch base.
Like you guys.
All right, real quick, let's talk about Thursday night games. Miami and Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech is favored by 6. I don't really have any deep thoughts.
This is the Bone Zone pick.
Deep thoughts by Bolin.
Fuck.
This is J-Bone's Bone Zone pick.
R.I.P.
He said push J-Bone. To 4. It is now 6. So are we're holding J-Bone.
Let's address the Bone Zone real quick. So we're not doing a Bone Zone today.
It's once a week.
The Bone Zone is not done. So
No.
I think
you're not going to hear it today.
It's a Monday thing.
It's coming back.
The Bone Zone is for Mondays. And I just want to say, it's very... The Bone Zone is almost like Donald Trump.
It's very polarizing.
You either love him or you hate him. And I feel like there's a lot of people listening to this podcast right now who are very happy that the Bone Zone is not a part of this episode.
And those people just
are... There are also some sad folks out there.
Yeah, they're really sad.
Who miss the Bone Zone, they miss J-Bone.
The Bone Zone is probably the most electric part of the podcast.
I think it's the most electric part of any podcast in America currently.
It's aggressively electric, yeah.
Let's get a Bone Zone soundbite in here.
I
want to
hear the xylophone right now.
Fuck it.
The Bone Zone!
Other Thursday night game.
That makes me so happy.
Is BYU at Boise State, where Boise's favored by 6.5. Boise's ranked?
Yeah, they're undefeated.
God, dude, that school just won't die.
BYU is also like the most frustrating team to watch.
They got you that push last weekend.
They got me that push, but that was
like Taysom Hill has been there for about a decade.
He's still there.
He's still there. He's still a quarterback.
He's 35 years old.
He's at least 35.
He's a man.
And he's regressed. He's only gotten worse.
Well, he's been through like a million devastating injuries.
Leg surgeries, yeah.
His legs are like, he won't be able to walk when he's done playing football. He's
but
done.
He can't throw. Like,
he's a runner.
He's shot first the ball.
It's you know, really they say
he's really good, though.
That it's important as a quarterback that you be able to throw a football.
They do say that. And he's that's not what he excels at.
No.
But he can run the hell out of a ball.
The NFL game tonight is Chicago at Green Bay, where the Packers are favored by 7.5. Just really quickly, what the terrible game, first of all. Well, I'll
Thursday,
still watch it.
It's Thursday night.
Well, like, dude, Thursdays have gotten a lot better in the NFL. But I'll just say, what the hell is Aaron Rodgers has been trash
right.
for like the entire season and some of last season.
Relax.
I mean,
why is that?
I don't know, but I saw a graphic yesterday, and the reason I bring this up, I saw a graphic comparing his stats to Brian Hoyer, noted clown.
That's not who you want to be compared to.
And Hoyer's stats,
Brian Hoyer's stats are better.
Hoyer's stats are across the board better, and over the past like seven games or something like that.
Green Bay just
he had kind of a down year last year,
times. Yeah,
and people just chalked it up to Jordy being out the whole year.
I think he just doesn't give a fuck.
And now homeboy's back, and he's like still, you know.
I don't think he's all the way healthy, or he's never going to be all the way healthy again.
I think it's Olivia Munn's fault.
I was going to say, once you've landed that, it's kind of, who cares?
I will say she's overrated, though.
Ooh, that's...
Is that a hot take?
I think
that's
she's...
the hottest take I've heard.
I think she's where she should be ranked.
She's everyday hot. She's not famous hot.
Yeah,
is that fair?
I
mean,
fair.
Those text messages she sent to Chris Pine, I think put her up another level. Just knowing how big of a freak she is.
What did she say?
Yeah, I'm
you
not
need
familiar.
To pull. Somebody pull up the text messages that she sent to Chris Pine. This is before Aaron Rodgers, but it was some kinky shit.
I'm already looking at him. I'm not going to read it.
I don't even care.
It's
you can go ahead. You can read them.
I really can't.
We're not a family friendly podcast.
I mean,
yes,
no, but I mean, this would take it like to a whole other level of
Dan. My mom listens.
You got to Google it if you want. I can't read it. I can't even.
Mom, I'm sorry that we've done this.
I'm hard,
but Mom, Jim Ross is coming up.
where are we? What's happening here? Yeah, but that's it for Thursday games. I don't know. I don't even know how you bet this. The Packers are favored by 7.5, but they're trash. Chicago's also trash. I don't know. But fuck.
Come on, Ross.
Oh God.
Here we go. Give us a little sample. You know, a little taste.
All right. I'm gonna skip the words that I can't say.
You can
this
say
is a
whatever
text
you can
message.
Say
she actually
say,
said this?
This is a text from Olivia Munn to...
Wait,
who?
Chris Pine.
Can I talk to my mom first real quick?
Captain Kirk. In
mom,
the Star
just
Trek.
Put it on mute or just skip forward like a minute.
Hit the 15-second skip forward button if
twice.
You don't want to hear
twice.
A disturbingly...
This is
all
when
right,
she was dating Captain Kirk from the new Star Trek.
She says, slide your raw, perfect blank inside my tight, wet, warm blank that I've saved just for you. Lick my tight blank and choke me. Which just gives you a little insight into where she's at mentally, sexually.
Really soft of you, Ross.
I can't.
You just feel dirty?
I just can't.
Dan, think of my mother.
Okay, for your mother.
It's really,
sake,
if Dylan would stop bringing up his mom, I'd say whatever, but it makes it weird. Real quick. Let's talk about the crazy money you can make this weekend betting at mybookie.ag. Get some money down and score a big win today if you use the promo code BACKDOOR to activate a special offer just for our listeners. You get a 100% deposit bonus with your first deposit. So if you put down $500, they match you with another $500. 500 plus 500 is Dan?
1,000.
Holy crap.
And this is going to be...
You're going to land a job in no time.
And this is going to be a huge weekend for your boy. He took out his 401k. He's going to throw it all in my bookie.
Don't you take like a huge tax
Jesus,
hit?
Jesus, Dan.
Yeah, something like that. Who needs the money when you're 65?
Dan just
but seriously, again, that code, mybookie.ag, backdoor, is the code to use. And you play, you win, you get paid. Expert or rookie, you got to check out my bookie. Sign up today. All right, you need to check out at TFM Tailgate on Instagram, where every week we host our weekly tailgate photo and video contest. You can DM us photos and email videos from your tailgate to backdoorcoverpodcast@gmail.com. All the best photos and videos that we get are featured on TFM Tailgate's Instagram account every weekend. And the winner, whoever gets the most likes each week, gets a shout on Monday's episode of the podcast and a prize. We've also got a pick'em pool set up on foxsports.com, which you can find at the top of our Twitter page, twitter.com/backdoorcover, or you can search TFM on the foxsports.com college pick'em pool section of their site. Each week, the winner gets a prize there, too, and it is always a $50 gift card to Man Outfitters, which is shocking to me. Last week's winner was Max. Shouts to Max. Congratulations. Enjoy that $50 gift card to Man Outfitters. Get on there and buy yourself something nice. And now, the moment that everyone who's listening to this has been waiting for since we teased it at the beginning, like pros, because we did tease it hard.
We did.
It's the five-pick power play and or the free money five.
We got to settle on one of those.
We don't know what it is. We don't know what the name of the segment is call anymore, but it doesn't matter. We got Jim Ross. Who cares what the segment's called?
By God!
But a valiant effort.
Sound
like, more like an eagle.
Wait, what's the guy who said, and we're going to Washington? Howard Dean.
Dude, that's still the greatest moment in the history of politics. All right, we have a very special celebrity picker this week. American broadcast legend, WWE Hall of Famer, Jim Ross joins us. JR, it's great to have you.
Thank you. Good to be with you guys.
You're an Oklahoma super fan and friend of Bob Stoops, correct?
I am. Very proud to say.
So what are your thoughts on the Big 12 expansion news this week?
It's a big dysfunctional family, fellas, and it's just not embarrassing. I thought somewhat embarrassing to thought they seemingly led the prospective new members astray. So I don't care if we expand or we don't, but I think in the long run it's inevitable. You got to expand.
If you could have your pick of the litter, who would you choose to expand with?
I hope that the guys that are the men, women, whatever, they've proved to be somewhat inefficient regarding the expansion. Don't use the same map that they used, thinking that West Virginia was a good fit. I have enjoyed going to West Virginia. I enjoy their moonshine. I enjoy their fan base and their passion. But by God, you can't get there from here. So at some point, the money guys have got to consider the fans and the parents of the players and things like that, little things like that, right?
Yes, sir.
To make this thing make sense. So I'd start with Houston. Houston would be in the Big 12 if it were my call.
Yeah, I agree. Big market team, easy to travel to. Good points, Jim.
What do you think is going to happen in OU this weekend, with OU this weekend in Lubbock, where they're a 13.5-point favorite?
It's a how much are they favored?
13.5.
Yeah, I'm leery of the spread, and I know it's a hard place to play. Texas Tech is at a crossroads. They're either going to fold their tent, put their tail between their legs, and get back in the doghouse, or they're going to try to gain some pride and play hard. I think the latter will occur. I think the game will be closer than the spread, quite frankly. It's a very tough place to play. The fans make it very uncomfortable. There's a lot of drinking, a lot of rudeness. It's a really a chaotic atmosphere that they try to create. So if Tech can get out early and get ahead and get the crowd engaged, then it's anybody's ballgame. So I don't think it'll be a runaway. And Oklahoma's beat up all to hell. P. Ryan's out. Two defensive tackles are out. It's not a pretty sight there, and their cornerbacks are vulnerable. So I think the game is one of those trap-type situations that if Oklahoma's not there, they turn the ball over, they lose. Pretty simple to me.
Jim, Dan here. Huge honor. You're the voice of my childhood, and also you taught me how to cook, just learning from JR's cookbook. But so have you been to a game at Lubbock, and have you been hit by a tortilla?
I have been to games in Lubbock. Quick story on Lubbock. I went down there a few years ago. I drove down, and before I drove down there, I was hurrying around because I decided at the last minute to go. So I drove by myself from Norman to Lubbock, and before I walked out of the house, I broke my little toe on my right foot, and it was hurting like hell, but I didn't want to sell it. So by the time I got to Lubbock, it was swelled all fell to heck, and I went to the game, and we lost the game to Texas Tech. I didn't get hit with any flying objects, but they were being bandied about. But when I left there, I was in the right lane driving. I was going to come back through Amarillo. I was in a town called Plainview, and I was going 74 miles an hour in a 70 in the right lane, getting passed by everybody on the road, and I got stopped by the Plainview police, and I got a $199 ticket for going 4 miles over because I had an OU.
Classic.
Oh, you sticker driving through Texas. Yep, that'll happen, Jim.
Classic Lubbock police.
Crazy things happen in Lubbock at night.
Stick it in Lubbock, Texas, or in Plainview. So if you go out there, don't expect to get classy treatment by a lot of the drunken young students.
All right, well, let's get into a couple of these other games we've got going this weekend. First one we're going to talk about is Texas A&M Alabama, where Alabama is favored by 18. Dylan, who do you like in this one?
I'm going to go with A&M just for the simple fact that that is a really big spread, and A&M is a decent ball team. So Alabama wins the game, obviously, but I don't think they do it by 18 points.
I'm gonna go Alabama covering 18. They're terrifying.
Yes, they are.
I think this game is going to be a slobber knocker. I don't think they're going to whip them like a government mule. Let's go A&M. A&M covers. Maybe win. Actually, I'm gonna go there. They're gonna win outright.
Wow, bold.
Yeah,
Jim, what do you think about Texas A&M Alabama?
Well, it's a sentimental pick because Kevin Sumlin and I are good friends from his days here at Oklahoma. I'd take the points, and I'm gonna believe that the rankings that the Aggies are a top 10 team. If they're a top 10 team, they're getting that many points even on the road. I got them winning the covering the spread. So I'm taking the Aggies and the points.
Okay.
All right, next game we got NC State and number 7 Louisville. Louisville's favored by 19 points.
Another big line. It's in Louisville.
And one of the better games this weekend.
One of the better games. I'm going to go Louisville to cover that 19 points. And just for the simple fact that I love Lamar Jackson and I love watching him play, I think he's going to put on a show.
I'm going to oppose you again and go with NC State.
Do it.
Yeah, NC State's tougher than a $2 steak. Give me the Wolverines.
You're taking all Jim's lines, man. You can't take all of them.
Jim, who do you like in that game?
I'll loan them out, no problem.
Jim, who do you like out of NC State and Louisville?
If it's my turn, I'm taking I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take North Carolina State. I think they're better than we think. They're 4-2. Louisville, great quarterback, and they're playing at home. It helps them a lot. But I think Louisville wins the game, but I don't think they cover 19.
Fair enough. Next game we got is number 7 Arkansas at number 21 Auburn. Number 17 Arkansas, where Auburn is favored by 9.5.
Auburn is one of the SEC teams I have not seen play this year, but I have seen Arkansas. They're good. They're decent. That's a big spread. It's 9.5. Micah just updated it.
Yeah, that is a big spread.
That's a big spread. I know it's in Auburn, but I'm going to go Arkansas on this one.
I'm with you. I don't see. I mean, I think Arkansas could win outright. I definitely see them covering 9.5. That's a big spread.
Wait, this doesn't seem right. Auburn is a 9.5 point. How?
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, give me the points.
Yeah.
Well, rolling Arkansas so far. Jim, what do you got on this one?
Well, I have the. I thought Arkansas was favored going in on the line open. A lot of people were talking about that. But if Auburn's given 9, I'll take Arkansas.
All right. We all agree on that one.
The next game we got is TCU at West Virginia, where West Virginia is favored by 6.5 and still undefeated.
The luck's going to run out. I think they squeaked this one out 3 points or so. So I'm taking TCU.
I'm going to take West Virginia. I just haven't been impressed with TCU this year. I've only watched West Virginia once, but TCU, the couple times I've actually watched them play, has just been not impressive. The opposite of impressive.
Dan?
West Virginia is going to break TCU in half. West Virginia, give me the minus 6.5.
Jim, who do you like in TCU WVU, Jim?
You have to win your home games. It's pretty simple. That's an easy message to the team to understand. The follically impaired Dana Holgorsen will have his team ready to play. I think TCU's a step away from what they were last year and in the last 2 or 3 years, perhaps. They don't have that great quarterback that they've been having.
Right.
Even though Kenny's Thrill Hill, whatever his name is this week, is a pretty good player, no doubt. I like West Virginia. I'll lay the points, the 6.5, and take the home team.
All right, we got one more game here. Number 23, Ole Miss, at number 25, LSU, where LSU is favored by 6. Dylan, who do you like in this one?
I'm taking LSU. It's in Baton Rouge, and I just think I've been talking about this for a few weeks now. I think there's playing inspired football right now.
Is that Coach O factor?
It's the Coach O factor,
It's
yeah.
Mike the Tiger.
Yeah, they still got the Mike the Tiger
R.I.P.
thing going for him. Yeah, R.I.P. So, yeah, I got LSU.
I'm going to go Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Dan.
Do you think Coach O at any point, like I think it was 10-10 at halftime against Southern Miss last week, do you think he just like took a picture out of Mike the Tiger and just told the whole team that you're just letting this your mascot down? He died for you.
I doubt that he did that, Dan, honestly. But it's a nice theory.
It is. But they came out in the second half and they just blew the doors out and Southern Miss covered the spread.
I don't think he even spoke. He just held up the photo.
I think so too.
So you got LSU.
No, I'm going to go Ole Miss.
Oh,
okay.
Because yeah. I think Coach O has a 3-week window.
You set it up for an Ole Miss or an LSU pick there.
I know.
Jim, who do you like in that one, Ole Miss, LSU?
Well, I think Ole Miss has the talent edge. I like Orgeron's got a – he's got a pretend he's on the blind side again in his cameo. So I think I'm going to depend on Coach O to motivate his team. And if Fournette's back and they can control the football with him running it, like you said, high-powered offense on the sideline, which I think is advantageous. So I'm going to go with LSU to win the game and give the 6, but I'm not overwhelmed with that pick, right? I just got a gut feeling that LSU will play really good at home.
Fair enough. Jim, we appreciate you joining us. Do you have a lock of the week by any chance for the listeners out there?
Lock of the week.
Any game in particular that you really like that we haven't talked about already?
Maybe it's your Sooners.
Yeah, the Sooners are, how much you say, 13?
13.5, yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, hey, just for the sake of throwing a hook in the water, my lock would be Oklahoma minus points.
All right.
There it is. You heard it from Jim Ross himself, guys. OU minus 13.5.
Jim Ross, thank you so much. Anything in particular you want to plug or your social media or anything you'd like to get out there before we let you go?
People can follow me on Twitter at JRSBBQ. They can order my barbecue sauces, chipotle ketchup, jalapeno honey mustard, and our seasoning from www.shop.com. They'll deliver it right to your front door. And I have a podcast that's out every week. Been doing about 500,000 downloads a week, so it's growing and doing well. It's called The Ross Report. And this week on Podcast One and iTunes, I talked to a multiple Hall of Famer, J.J. Dillon, former executive at WWE and WCW, and, of course, the manager of the Four Horsemen. We have a great conversation about the business then and now. So it's fun. So I appreciate it. It's a free podcast, by the way, The Ross Report. So check it out.
What about Fight TV? What do you got going on there?
Fight TV is a cool thing. It's a free app, and so that's a good thing. The cost is right. And what we specialize in is combat sports, MMA, boxing, and pro wrestling. So if you're a fan of any or all those genres, there's a ton of free product on the app that you can watch. And if you've got a smart device and Wi-Fi, you can watch it anywhere in the world. So it's really good to download, take it with you on the road. You go in your hotel room, you want to watch an MMA tournament or a boxing event or a ton of pro wrestling free, then we're your place. It's FITE, the Fight app. It's really it's revolutionary. And I know it's a cliche, but I don't leave home without it. I find myself in different hotels. They all got Wi-Fi, and I use that. If they got a smart TV, I could put my thing right on my smart TV. So it's pretty cool.
Technology, it's crazy.
Yep.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you very much. You have yourself a great rest of the weekend.
Okay, guys.
All right, Jim, you were awesome. Thanks a lot.
Bye Bye-bye.
I cannot believe we Jim Ross. We went from Dan to Jared to what?
Mia Khalifa.
Mia Khalifa, Reese, the depressed Texas fan, Jim Ross.
We got the Pope on in 2 weeks. Hey,
quite a jump there.
Yeah.
We're all over the place. We're a wild card. I have no idea.
I don't even know what we're doing anymore.
No.
No one does.
I am looking forward to the Pope, though. His pick should be...
Fire.
Holy.
I should have said holy. Producer Micah coming through with the Jim Ross
book. Seriously, that was huge, man. Jim, and that
guy... something right.
I was never a big wrestling guy. I'll be straightforward about this. Never was.
Did you have a childhood?
Same.
I had a childhood, but I was... I just... It's weird to me because, like, I know I'm friends with people who are big wrestling guys, and if you're a big wrestling person, it's like you either didn't watch it or you were obsessed with it.
I hated it, but for some reason, I liked Jake the Snake because he was just a trash human and he carried a snake, like a big boa constrictor around.
Yeah, that's...
I was like, dude, what are you doing with that fucking snake? Like, stop.
That's swag, man.
Yeah.
That's what they call that.
And he had that long flow. He was just trash.
Yeah, I think I wasn't white trash enough to be a big wrestling guy. Dan was, though.
No, yeah. I'm from Delaware County, so. And, I mean, Jim Ross was more of a father figure than my own father.
Dan grew up, like, jumping on tables, you know, from his couch.
No, I used to backyard wrestle.
Yeah.
Dan, no one
is surprised by that, Dan.
Dan just proclaimed that Jim Ross was more of a father to him than his own father, which is a pretty big revelation. But, anyway.
Waterman.
I just can't believe we had an actual celebrity that's never had sex on camera for money.
Dan, if you were a professional wrestler, if you got into it,
right,
your shtick would have to be something about being a waterman. You could be called the waterman.
I could be the waterman.
Dan, for those who don't know,
or
Dan,
just the garbage
Dan
man.
Should have been a waterman. It's the family business.
He comes from a long line of watermen.
Yeah.
If you don't know what a waterman is, don't worry about it. You can't afford it.
You'd have to include that in your shtick somehow.
Do you want to know what my backyard wrestling name was when I was like 12?
Yes.
It was Danny DiSerrano.
Jesus.
Danny DiSerrano?
I want to know.
That's also my DJ name. And
is that like the liqueur?
The liqueur.
If there was just footage of your childhood, like endless hours of video footage that I could watch, I would watch all of it.
We used to jump through tables and shit. Yeah, I'm very lucky to not be paralyzed at this point.
Yeah, do you remember when we were kids? Like, this happened fairly often. There was always this one kid who, like, killed his brother doing like a wrestling
power
move,
bomb or
like a power bomb, and then he ends
up
going.
That was my group of friends. We went through phases. We had.
Well, there's always everyone has that friend who killed his brother. I didn't have that friend.
No. I'm not saying everybody has that friend, but everybody remembers hearing at least one of those stories because there were so many of them where kids kept killing each other trying to do wrestling moves.
We had phases. We had the.
We never got into that.
We had our backyard wrestling phase. We had a slam ball phase. Well, that's where most people got hurt. I broke my nose on our trampoline. My buddy broke his leg. That was.
Dude,
dangerous.
I was playing sports in like paper and house, like toilet paper and houses and shit.
And fucking,
I was doing that too. But
I wasn't fucking when I was a kid.
Fucking Dylan over here, still finger blasting girls at 12.
Still not doing that.
Good God! And we had a great podcast going. All right, let's get into our locks of the week. Dylan, you have a lock, I've heard.
Yeah, I'm riding the Buffs.
God, what?
Damn it!
Colorado plus
are
two.
We...
Fuck.
Colorado plus two. Sorry.
No. I know. It's unfortunate.
It's on the sheet.
Yeah, it's Colorado
plus
two.
I hadn't looked at the sheet.
Over Stanford.
I'm going to ride them until they buck me.
They're going to win outright. They're going to beat Stanford.
Is it a problem if we all pick? Because that's my lock.
Okay.
Isn't it just the world's lock at this point?
Yeah. I mean, they're not losing. They're never not going to cover a spread.
The greatest team in the history of sports. Is that what people are calling the Buffs?
I think that's what people are saying.
You know, I think when Texas won their national championship in 05, I think they covered every single game. And I haven't heard of it.
Did they really?
I think so.
That was before I got addicted to gambling, so I didn't have, like, I don't have any reference there.
Yeah, you were like a child back then.
I was a kid.
I think they did. So far, Colorado is undefeated against the spread, and no reason not to pick them right now.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to... I mean, my lock of the week is also Colorado plus two.
All right, I'm going to switch it up. I'm looking at the ESPN app. First game I see, I'm just going to go with that. I'm going to go Michigan minus 36 against Illinois because Illinois is a trash team.
Picking games like...
You like those really big spreads, Dan.
You do. You pick all. I feel like half the locks you've taken have just been outrageously large spreads.
Those usually cover, though. I didn't take any of those.
That's not a thing. They don't usually cover, like, mathematically. Because if they usually covered, we'd just take them all the fucking time and make bank. And you wouldn't have lost $2,000 in Vegas last weekend.
Well, maybe if you took Michigan covering fucking 28 against Rutgers.
That's true.
You would have had the worst pick in the history.
I was really hoping we'd make it through this entire podcast without that Rutgers pick coming up again. But we didn't. Because it just came up again. Does the fucking Wolf have a lock? I don't know. If you're a long-time listener, you know who the Wolf is.
Can we get the Wolf back on, by the way?
Yeah, I don't know why we haven't just been getting regular weird phone calls from this guy. But follow if you want weird picks from a really weird, degenerate piece of human trash.
Follow his very average picks.
It's at fucking Wolf1. Without trash. The G. So just fucking, like, F-U-C-K-I-N, Wolf1.
Also, I want to make a correction.
Okay.
During that Jim Ross segment, I called NC State the Wolverines. They're actually the Wolfpack.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, that's close.
That's close enough, but like, I just want to, you know, I got to.
It's not close.
Yeah, it wasn't that close.
Let's start with W's.
Yeah, I got to call myself out. It's the Wolfpack.
I respect you making a live correction.
Yeah, because I don't.
On like yourself.
It. Yeah.
That's it takes
you gotta
a man.
Hold yourself to like.
I think a wolverine is the most aggressive animal on the planet. Don't they say that?
Is that a real animal that exists?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Are you kidding?
I thought that was just an X-Men.
They will rip your fucking throat out too. They are nasty little.
Rip your face right off.
They're nasty little bastards. They're not big, like a small dog size. I think they'll come at you. They'll get you.
They'll get you.
They'll get you.
Like.
I would like to hear Jim Ross call a wolverine attack on a human being. That's radio right there.
I just keep thinking about you getting attacked by a gang of horses.
Dude, that's not funny. I'm going to see them again this weekend, I think.
Do you know what a wolverine looks like? I have no idea.
Yeah, I do. I can't describe
They're
it to
small,
you.
It's like, okay. It's kind of like a violent, hairier beaver.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
with
that's
a different
call.
Tail. Like, it's kind
of
what it looks like.
Can you pull
like.
Up a picture of a wolverine up here so we can talk about it? Just kidding. We don't have to do that. But yeah, they're real animals, and they will rip your throat out and your asshole.
And the first thing that comes up is Hugh
They will
Jackman.
Eat your asshole out of your torso.
First picture, it's just all Hugh Jackman.
You can't even Google Wolverine. You can't even find a picture of one because it's just the X-Men. Because that's the world we live in. Just a
there,
bunch
yeah,
of,
there we go. Look at that little bastard.
Yeah, it's like a violent beaver bear.
Like it would fuck up a honey badger.
Dude, you see that thing in the wild, you run.
Oh yeah,
you
I'm
run
telling
like
you.
Hell.
I think it's the most aggressive. Well, that and the hippo.
You run in a zigzag.
I think that's
the
best
thing.
Fight.
That thing can zig and zag. Look, fucking agile.
Dude, that'd be an awesome fight though. Wolverine imagine, versus a honey badger.
Honey Badger don't care, but he's not going to take down Wolverine, dog.
Honey Badger needs to care because that thing will eat its face.
I just
That's
y'all
probably,
know.
We're looking at a picture of it carrying like a bloody stump. That's probably a human limb.
If you come across a Wolverine in the wild, like, just get the fuck out.
Just shoot yourself because it's over.
Shoot yourself before it just, yeah. It's going to claw your eyes out of your skull.
They've got fucking insane fingernails.
And it's going to mail your limbs to your family. That's what it'll do.
They know how to use postage.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are
they
doing here? What is this? What is this show?
Let's just toss it
great
to the other
show.
Podcast.
I guess, Dan,
we just learned
you.
People on Wolverines,
let's
dog.
Listen to some fucking promos.
What's going on? This is Dave with Dudes Doing Business Podcast. I'm joined here with our CEO, Madison Wickham, and our VP of Branding and Marketing, Joe. They also are participants in this podcast. Who we are? We're a podcast who talks about business. If you're in college, if you're a CEO, if you're somewhere in between, just chilling in a fucking cubicle, you can listen to us. You should give us a shot because this ain't your grandma's business podcast, okay? Check us out. We close deals, we drive Miatas, and most importantly, we do business on a podcast, okay? Give us 5 stars, subscribe, leave us a review. What's up, Joe? What's up, Madison?
What's up, dude?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah. Okay? There you go. Listen to us, you fucking pussy.
Hey, guys, this is Rob Fox from Total Frat Move, and I'm here to remind you to listen to the Inside TFM podcast. We have new episodes every Thursday. If you want to hear me and the other TFM writers sitting around drinking beers and bullshitting about God knows what, anything from college news to fraternity news to just what's going on in the world, then definitely search TFM on iTunes and give us a listen and subscribe to the Inside TFM podcast. Now back to your show.
All right. Really quickly, we need to talk about the hotline, the backdoor cover hotline. You can call us at 800-392-6344. Give us your first name in school. Ask us a question. Give us a take. Whatever. Whatever you want to do. Try to talk Dan off.
No, I'm in a good place right now.
No, I meant like, you know.
The sexually?
Yeah, sexually. Not like off the cliff or like off the, whatever they say, off the ledge.
Get Dan off with your voice.
I wish you would step down from that ledge, my friend. Classic song.
We could.
Again, we talk suicide on this podcast. It's just a weird vibe.
Oh, damn it. Did come up again.
We almost went all the way without suicide.
I think you've been living in.
Dan's still singing. We need a psychologist to come in here and analyze what it is that's wrong with the three of us that every time we talk, suicide comes up.
It's just getting really dark. I don't know what the deal is.
And if you're thinking about hurting yourself or anyone else, call us at 800-392-6344. That's the backdoor cover hotline. Every week we play the best caller calls on Monday's episode. Again, 800-392-6344. That's the backdoor cover hotline. Get at us.
Call our hotline before the actual suicide hotline.
Before.
Because we want the content.
Right before. Just for the content.
We want the content.
I mean, we don't really have anything else. Huge thanks to Jim Ross for coming on the show.
Shouts to Jim.
What a great guy.
Shouts to Tim of the lead. Jim and Tim.
And shouts to Jim's wife, Jan Ross, as well. Wonderful woman.
Gotta be.
Shouts to a great man. Shouts to Dan for being here again.
Shouts to Dan for being a good sport.
Really have nothing else to do.
So. Just an unbelievable human being.
Can we get Dan some gas money for driving up here? Can we talk to somebody?
I think we really are going to try to hit him with a gift card. It's the only currency we have.
He needs more Miz and Main.
If you haven't figured it out, we don't have anything except gift cards. That's why the only prizes on this show are gift cards. I'm paid in gift cards. I don't know. That's all we have. That's it.
That's what we do now.
We have any more? Dan, you got any shouts? Shouts to the Buffs, obviously.
Shouts to the Buffs, obviously.
The undefeated Buffs.
Shouts to J-Bone.
Shouts to J-Bone.
And yeah, we miss him. Shouts to Wolverines everywhere.
Shouts to Wolverines, man.
Wolverines are dope. I didn't know how dope they were until we started pulling out pictures.
You didn't know there was a real animal.
Also,
I'll tell you.
Also, shouts to Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Shouts to my mom, Rosemary. I love you. I'll come see you this weekend.
Shouts to the horses that I hope leave you be this weekend.
Thank you I appreciate that. I don't want them to clobber me to death.
And shouts to the UVA locker room for having gladiator-style fights.
Shouts to Bronco Mendenhall for being just an awesome coach with a great name.
Yeah.
Yeah, and shouts to whoever pummeled that dude who filed the hazing allegations, because clearly he got his naked ass whooped.
Shouts to naked gladiator fighting.
Can't naked gladiator fight in a locker room, how are you supposed to protect the blind side or pick up the blitz?
If you can't fight another man naked in front of 105 other men that you respect,
then you don't deserve a penis.
You shouldn't play sports.
Yeah.
Because that's what sports is all about.
Because you don't have my back. I know we get on the field, like, if you can't look at my dong while we're fighting, you're just not going
to
have my back.
If you're not willing
to
get down with a sweaty naked man on the locker room floor, we can't put you in the game.
How are you going to sports if you can't fight another man nude?
How are you going to run, like, a fucking post pattern if you can't do that?
You can't.
I think we need to end this set.
And that is science. Really quickly, I'd like to say one more thing about naked fights. Best all-time naked fighter is what movie is it with I'm derailing.
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No. The dude from Lord of the Rings who
yeah, that dude.
Oh, this is going to take a second.
Shouts to Jean-Claude Van Damme.
This is going to take a second.
I don't know why.
But we have to address this, and it's just going to have to be edited to make it not so shitty.
No, we're not going to edit anything.
We have to.
Let's keep it raw.
We're going to keep this as is.
Viggo Mortensen is the name of the actor. Now I just have to find the movie. Oh, no.
I love when you make references that even you don't know.
Fuck, I suck. I suck at my job.
This is the best.
Oh, okay. All right. If you want to pick it up,
we're not going to pick it up. It's just going to be the entire time. Like, Micah, just don't cut a single thing.
The greatest naked fighter of all time is Viggo Mortensen in Eastern Promises. Have either of y'all seen that movie?
No.
Nah.
He's in a spa taking a schwitz or whatever.
About three people have seen this movie that are listening to this podcast.
Dude, it's a fantastic movie. Anyway, he gets attacked and he's butt ass and he has this incredible violent fight scene with his dick flopping around. It's insane. Shouts to Viggo Mortensen and his penis.
Shouts to dicks flopping.
Just you know what? Shouts to my
kills,
bookie.
Kills three people butt
naked. Shouts to my bookie.
Yeah, shouts to mybookie.ag, which you can join now. Use the promo code BACKDOOR, and they will... It's 100% bonus. They double whatever you put in.
So what's like $700 times or plus $700?
It's hold on.
Like
hold
give
on.
Or take.
$1,400.
Is that what it is? I was going to say give or take around.
So they give you exactly what you put in. They match
They double it. They match it.
It's a match system.
You're leaving money on the floor like an idiot.
That wow. You get a lot more out of my bookie than you do out of like, I don't know, let's say a significant other, you know. You get return 50%. Or 100%.
Right, which is not something you find in a human relationship.
No. So MyBookie is better than any relationship you'll ever have.
Dump your girlfriend, hit MyBookie.ag, or call 844-900-BETS. Use that backdoor offer promo code. Activate that bitch. You play, you win, you get paid. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie. Sign up today. I don't know. I mean, I don't have anything else to say.
We've covered everything there is to talk about.
Email us stuff to backdoorcoverpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @backdoorcover. For the love of God, leave us a review. We climbed back into the top 60 this week. Did you see that?
Yeah, but I'm not okay with that.
Dude, Jim Ross is going to put this thing over the top.
Over the top rope.
I think we're going to get like 10 million listens. That's what people are predicting.
I saw 12 million, but if you saw 10 million, that's fine, I guess.
It's conservative.
I just want to hear, Dan, can you give us a Jim Ross impression real quick?
What do you need?
Whatever you got.
Dan's Jim Ross sounds like Howard Dean. Go for it, Dan.
Here you go.
Baka King! Baka!
Yeah, that is not what he sounds
then
like.
Then we're going
at
to
all.
Washington. Blah!
Yeah, let's cue up what Jim Ross actually sounds like.
He's broken in half! Why are you so high-pitched with your Jim Ross?
I don't know.
It sounds like a crow, like a bird. Like a bird call.
No
Dan,
more, no
Dan,
more.
Not an impressionist. I will say this. Any impressionists listening that were looking for an assistant or some type of...
Do not hire Dan.
Dan is not your guy.
Do they look for assistants? Do they have...
That's a very important part of the impressionist...
I don't know. I think I nailed it.
All right, we're done here.
Let's go Buffs.
Later.